ீபரமணம் ஸ்ரீகுருவாஜாக்கம் சகவன ரகுநாசாத்தம் சஜீவம். ஹே கிருஷ்ணா கருணாசிந்து தீனபந்து சரஸ்வதே கோபீஷ கோபிகா காந்த ராதாகாந்த சப்தகாஞ்சன கௌராங்கி ஜாதி விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி ப்ரிபவான சுதேவி பிரணவாமி ஹரிஷி ஹரிஷாகல்பீபாசிந்தீதானாம் பாவன மையா சப்த மனா பிராத்த யூகம் ஜென்யன் மதாசிரய அசம்சம் சமத்திரம் மாங் ஜதாத்தி தட்சிணம் கிருஷ்ணா ஸ்திதி ஸ்வர்ஜோன் தட் மையா சப்த மனா யூ ஹேவ் டு train your mind to become attached to me, Krishna. Actually, that is Yoga Shastra. Our mind has got two business. Something accepting and rejecting. So, we have to train our mind in such a way that we become simply attached to Krishna. That is called Maya Saptamana. Mayi and to me are Sapta, attached mana, mind. மையா சப்தமனா பார்த்தா மை டியர் அர்ஜுன் இட் பிகம் ஒன் ஆஃப் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அட்டாச் மீ மையா சப்தமனா பார்த்த திஸ் இஸ் தி யோக திஸ் யோக மையா சப்தமனா பிரார்த்தம் யோகம் மோத் ஆசிரய taking this yoga can be practiced by taking shelter of me or my representative. Not alone. That was Krishna said, Maya Saptamana Pratam Yogam Jinyan Mad Asra. Asra means shelter. Krishna said Mad. Mad means me. So, either you take shelter of Krishna, or you take shelter of a bona fide representative of Krishna. Actually, if you do a business, either you transact a business in agreement with the proprietor, or the proprietor is representative, the business is ordered. If the representative of the firm signs that agreement, then even the proprietor does not know, it will be accepted as bona fide. Is it not? So, even though you cannot see eye to eye Krishna, you can execute this yoga system, Krishnapal system, through the agency of his bona fide influences. Vaya sapta munasvad. And how it is asamsan. Asamsan samagrama. By practicing that yoga, you will understand me or God. Asamsan. Without any doubt. Asamsan. Samagrama. And in food. Not that partial. Tathagastasi, as you can understand, Tathastinu, now, here, attention. Krishna is beginning to speak to Arjuna about this Bhakti Yoga system and is drawing his attention. Sino, please hear attention. Yesterday there was a question. Somebody, you know, some of the gentleman is present here. Whether you have seen God as Krishna. Not only me, everyone has seen Krishna. Krishna is not that we can see Krishna in this form. He is playing flute and enjoying his Radharani. That is his natural picture, a natural form. But he has got multi other forms also. If you are not fortunate enough to understand this form, then you can turn your attention to other many other forms and you can see it. Actually, we cannot see spirit. Spirit soul, even we cannot see. The modern advancement of science, we cannot see even the particle of the spirit. They have no power. It's like I am, you are. We are not spirit souls. We are in this body. But in medical science, after dissection of the body, cannot find out where is this spirit soul. But there is. That's a fact. But you have no instrument or power to see. In spite of your advances of so many scientific instruments, you cannot see. Therefore, in the Shastra, it is said, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavir Grahyam Indriya. Our senses are so imperfect that we cannot perceive him what is spirit soul. You cannot see. That's the fact. And we cannot, it is very difficult to perceive also. But you can see also, you can perceive also by accepting a certain method. That method is called Yogam Jinyan Madhasaya. You have to practice this yoga system under my shelter or my representative sector, then you can understand samadram fully, completely, or samsara without any doubt. That you have to practice. And that is, that practice is also not very difficult. Simply, one should be serious that I want to see God. Everyone is seeing God, but he does not know that he is seeing God. That is mine. Uh, There are so many examples. Besides, even although you are in this room, you can know that sun is not yet set, because you can see your watch, and you can understand the sunset time is not yet there. So you can understand perfectly that there is sun in the sky. It is a method. Similarly, you can understand God is there. You have to accept the method. If you accept that method, is recommended here. Yogam Jinyan Madhasa. You have to practice this yoga system under the shelter of me. Me means, it's like the same example, a business card signed, we agree to this point. The sign, manager signed, the proprietor signed, he says we, when we the company, any one of us. Similarly, when Krishna says, Madhatma, under my shelter, it means that taking shelter of Krishna or anyone in the disciple succession of Krishna. The same example, anyone attached to that business transaction, he is as good as the proprietor of the money. So Krishna says, Jnanam Seham Savijnanam, the yoga system. Yoga system is a type of knowledge. Jnanam. Jnanam means knowledge. Jnanam Seham Savijnanam Idam Bhakshami Asesata. I'm just trying to explain the knowledge or the devotional knowledge of the yoga system by which you can understand me perfectly, that I am speaking to you in full knowledge, jnanam, and savijnanam with scientific knowledge. Not that bogus knowledge. Savijnanam. Vijnanam means science, with scientific knowledge. The modern days, people are advanced. They like to talk on scientific basis. And here is the Krishna statement. Savijnanam. With scientific knowledge. Bhakshami asesata. And I shall explain asesata in full explanation, without any reservation. Not that summarily I say something, you do not follow, do not understand, I say it's not. I shall fully explain. Jagdhyasya. And if you fortunately can understand, Jagdhyasya neha bhuya annad jyatabham avasishtate. If you understand this science, then you finish your process of acquiring knowledge. Every one of us acquiring knowledge, that is called experience, one after another. So Krishna says that if you understand this science, savijnanam, then your knowledge will be complete. You have nothing to enter after any further knowledge. Knowledge is complete. That is also Vedic in Yantra. Jasmin vijyate sarvamemam vijyatam bhavanti. Jasmin vijyate. If you can understand the supreme knowledge, the supreme, then sarvamemam vijyatam bhavanti. Everything becomes nonsense. Just like in arithmetic, if you simply learn 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, then you learn all the arithmetic problems. Because in the arithmetic there is nothing but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. whatever you see, big with calculation, that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Similarly, if you simply understand Krishna, then you will see the whole activity, whole world, whole universe is full of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, I will speak that Bhagavan Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Man Prabhupada. When actually one becomes wise, full of wisdom, Jnanavan, how? After many, many births of speculation and calculation, when he actually becomes, just like the same example, expert mathematician, he sees the whole arithmetic is full of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, actually when one is in knowledge, then he can see Krishna everywhere. Not that those who are in the lowest stage, they think that Krishna is here in the temple and not anywhere else. That is the lowest stage of understanding Krishna. But the highest stage of understanding Krishna, the Krishna conscious person sees everywhere Krishna, even within the atom. Annantarasam paramanushayantarasam. Krishna can be found within this universe, in everyone, and as well as in the atoms, within the atoms. Samadra. But this knowledge is little difficult. Therefore Krishna says, Manushanam sahasresu kaschid jagati siddhaya. Out of many millions of human beings, one becomes interested in Krishna consciousness. That's not one. When I speak Krishna, I should understand God. Krishna says, Manushanam sahasresu. Sahasresu is plural number. Means, among thousands of men, millions and thousands of men, one becomes interested. Manushanam sahasresu jatati siddhaya. Siddhaya means perfection. Perfection of life. One should be very cool-headed. So, distinction, this human being an animal, the animal does not know what is perfection of life. They are simply interested with four principles of bodily necessity. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defense. That's all. They have no other inquiry. What is the perfection? That is not possible. In that body, in that animal body, cats and dogs or hogs or elephants, very big body. A tiger, very powerful body. But they cannot inquire what is the perfection of life. That inquiry is possible in the human form. The tiger has got body, and a man has got body. Tiger may be very powerful, a man may be very weak, but there is a great distinction between the tiger and the man. Because tiger becoming so powerful, he has no power to understand what he is or what is the perfection of life. But a human being, although he may be very feeble and very weak than the tiger, he has got the developed consciousness to understand what is perfection of life and what is. That is the difference. people are trying to be like tiger. In India, certain section of people, being Mohammedan, they say that we want to be like shale, shale means tiger. And more or less in the Western countries also, everyone is trying to become a tiger very fast. But one should be very cool-headed. The tiger is very powerful. The tiger can attack anyone and kill him. That is very good. But what is the use of tiger? Nobody is interested in tiger. Rather, if the tiger comes within the city, immediately it will be shot down. Because it has no use. But a humble, meek cow, of course here there is no protection of cow. But in India, the cow is protected. It is the duty of the human being to give protection to the cow. Just like we offer Krishna our obeisance. Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya. Krishna, you are Brahma, you are worshipable by the Brahminical culture. Brahmana Devaya, not by others. Because you are Go Brahmana Hitayata, you are well-wisher of the cows and the Brahmins. Why Krishna is not said tiger? Why this prayer is devoid of tiger? Hitayata, Krishna is always, thinking how to protect the cows and the Brahmins. When Krishna appeared on this planet, he became a cowherd boy to give protection to the cows. He was tending cows by his personal example. He read in the Krishna book how you are taking care of the cows. Therefore, Go Brahmana Hitaya. The first prayer is that you are protector of the cows and the Brahmins. Jagadhitaya, you are well-wisher of the whole universe. But your special interest is to give protection to the cows and the Brahmins. Why that special interest? Because in the human society does not give protection to the cows, and does not cultivate the Brahminical culture, then it is cats and dogs. Therefore it is given. And as soon as the whole society becomes full of cats and dogs, how can we expect peace and prosperity? The dog business is go. Why you have come here? Why you have entered in our neighborhood? Please get out. Please get out. Not please, get out. No. So, we have cultivated a nice human society that there are all, top immigration department. Oh, why you have done that? Oh. Yes, sir, I have come here not to harm you. I have to speak something nice to you. How long is that? Not more than 1 month. All right. The immediate was gone. In every house, you are a dog. Don't enter. We are of dog. This is human civilization. You see, you cannot enter anyone's house You cannot enter anyone's country. And as if you do, this means this is one top, this is the concept. But the Vedic culture says, Jinam Satrum api praptam vishastam aputova. Even if your enemy comes to your home, you should receive him in such a way that he forgets that you are his enemy.
Sure.
Griham Satrum api praptam Satrum in any. If you see that an enemy has come to your house, Satrum api, Satrum means enemy, api, hello. You should receive in such a way that he will completely believe you that you are his enemy, and you are not his enemy. That was the system. In the Kurukshetra war, the two brothers, the second brothers are fighting. But after finishing the fighting, there is no enemy. These people are going to get a camp there and talking or taking lunch. Very friendly. Friendly. There was another fight between him and Jarasandha. The whole day they were fighting. It was decided that one should be killed. That's the fact. The fighting between Kshatriyas, that it is not end unless all of them is killed. That is Kshatriya's way. So they know, him and Jarasandha knew it very well, that this fighting is going on until one is dead. One of the belligerent ones. But at night, Bhim is the guest of Jarasandha. Sitting together, talking friends. This is Brahminical culture. For duty's sake, for some cause, we may fight. That's all that. But that does not mean we shall remain enemical always. Griham Satum of Isatam Vishatam Makutuva. There's another example. The fight was going on between Arjuna and Duryodhana. So, Duryodhana criticized the commander-in-chief, him, as his mother. My dear grandfather, you are affectionate to the other party, my other cousin brother, therefore you are not fighting very nicely. Things like that, that I am not fighting very nicely? Yes, I think that's true, in truth. Yes. So he said, all right, tomorrow I shall kill all these five men. Is that all right? Yes, that's right. So I'll keep these five arrows reserved for killing these five men. So Duryodhana did not believe that he may miss these five arrows. But he said, my dear grandfather, better I keep this tiger with me. I shall deliver you tomorrow morning. All right, it is. Krishna understood. Krishna is all pervading. He immediately said, Arjuna, tomorrow you are going to be killed. Be assured. Why? Now this is the position. Then what to do? Now you go to Duryodhana and take away all those arrows. Otherwise, he will be killed. So, Arjun remembers that Duryodhana once promised, Duryodhana was elderly, Arjun is young, younger brother, that my dear brother, I promise, whatever you want, I can give. So Duryodhana said, all right, I shall ask you some days later, not now. So, Arjuna thought, now this is the opportunity. I shall go and ask Duryodhana to give me those arrows. So Arjuna went to the other camp, and immediately Duryodhana received him as his brother, my dear brother, you have come. What do you want? You want the kingdom without fighting? Therefore you have come? I can give you. I can stop this fighting if you want without fighting.
No, Duryodhana, no.
I come as Samadhi person. All right. Whatever you want, you can. Now, yes, you sometimes calling that whatever I want, you give me.
Yes, I'm keeping my promise.
What do you want? He said, give me those 5 hours.
Yes.
Immediately.
This is Kshatriya spirit.
This is Brahminical culture. Yes, wrong. Ramchandra was going to be enthroned. And the stepmother says the same to Dasarath Maharaj that this is stepmother. Maharaj Dasarath, 3 wives. So one wife wanted that her son should be king. Then immediately she proposed that instead of Ramchandra, my son should be king. Maharaj Dasarath said, how it can be? He's already arranged. He's the eldest son. Now you promise sometime that you will keep back your promise and satisfy me. So this is my demand. So what do you want? Ramchandra should be banished immediately and my son should be banished. She agreed. She called Ramchandra. This is the demand of your stepmother. Kindly go to the forest at 14 years and your stepbrother will be there. Ramchandra is in. That's all right. This is Ramanical. Is there any single instance in the history that a king which is going to be enthroned next morning and by the order of his father immediately he goes out to the forest? Therefore, there is no harm that we make materially very much advanced, but not like cats and dogs. Take Brahminical culture, then it will be perfect. The whole society. Go Brahmana Kitaya, Jagat Jitaya Krishnaya, moving. That Brahminical culture can be established only by understanding Krishna. Without understanding Krishna, whatever we do, we shall remain simply animals. That's all. So, how the animals can be interested in Krishna? That is not possible. Therefore, Krishna says, Manasanam Sahasresu, out of many thousands of people. Just like we have started this movement, Krishna consciousness movement in the Western countries for the last 5 years. How many people have come to church to this Krishna consciousness? Not very many. We have got about 3,000 also. Therefore Krishna says that it is not attractive for everyone. But if one is attracted, his life is successful. His life is successful. Lord Caitanya also says the same thing. Brahmanda Bhramite Kono Bhagavan Ji. There are many innumerable living entities. They are wandering within this universe in different forms of body and different planets. Transmigrating from one body to another, one planet to another. Eirupe Brahmano follow out of that, if one is fortunate enough to associate with a bona fide spiritual master and Krishna, his life is complete. Eirupe Brahmano bhavite kono bhagavan ji, Guru Krishna kripa paya bhakti lata bhi. These main seeds. As from the seed, the big seeds come out. Similarly, if one is injected with this Krishna consciousness, understanding, there, gradually, it will grow into a big tree. And when the fruit will be there, he will enjoy life. So, although this Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, yoga system is very easy, I still Krishna say that manushanam sahasreshu kachit yatati siddha yatatamati siddhyanam. Not only perfect, perfection of human consciousness is there when one understands that I am not this body. And pretty soul, all the mahat. That is perfect. But if you study Kudinai, so many men, everyone is bodily conscious. In Moscow, I was speaking with a great professor, Potovsky. He is in charge of Indology Department of Government. He said, although I defeated him in argument, he said that after finishing this body, everything is true. That's it. Now, the spiritual knowledge begins when one is perfectly aware that after finishing this body, I am not finished. That is what. Not that those who are in the concept of life, that with the finishing of this body, everything is finished. That is done. Na hallate hallamane sarire tatrasite. Najayate namriyate vasadati nitta sattvatu ayam na hallate hallamane sarire. This Atma is never born and he never dies. Na jayate miyateva. Nitya, kitala, shasata, ever existing. Shasata, na hannati hannamani sarire. Don't think that because the body is finished, therefore, he is doing. No. In another place, Krishna says, tatha dehantaram prapti, as we are changing body, from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, youthhood to grown up and old age. This is our practical experience, as several times expressed. Similarly, this old body, when I give it up, I shall accept another body. What is that body? That will be given to you by the laws of nature according to your mentality. As you create your mentality, jangam bhavi smaran lok, absorb your thought and mind at the time of death, then you are given a particular type of body. Either in the of a human being, or a cat, or a dog, or a demigod, or a tree, or so many. There are 8,400,000 species of that. If you want the body of a tiger, if you have exercised very nicely, if you do become a tiger like he's strong, then God will give you next life to become a tiger, actual tiger. Why tiger like? Become a tiger. I give you all such things. So what is the use of getting tiger's life? You know, perhaps you all know, the tigers cannot get food every day. And naturally, if in the forest there is a tiger, the other animals, they are very careful. But when it's too much hungry, God provides him for animals. Because God provides everyone's food, the tiger also must have food. Eko bhunam vidadati kamat. That one supreme is maintaining all these living entities. The tiger is also part and parcel of God, and he has got that body.
So body sign is not on the side.
And what to speak of the divorce.
So this human form of life, Krishna is stressing on this point. That manushanam kahasteshu kaschidyata disidra. Out of many millions, at least at the present moment, nobody is interested to know what is the perfection of life. They think, or one thing, the perfection of life means to enjoy the senses to the best capacity and as soon as the body is finished, everything changes. Just like Professor Kapowski says, with the body, everything. Therefore, people have so much answer to enjoy sensual because he knows as soon as his body is finished, everything is finished, so let me enjoy. This is the misconception or illusion or maya. Body is not finished. You are creating another body. Janvana, Gaivana Trena, and you get another body. Karmana, according to your karma. Therefore, the intelligent person, Bhavanam Janvanam says, that intelligence comes after many, many births. Bhavanam Janvanam says, Janavar, one who is actually wise. Bhavanam Janvanam says, Janavar, Mala Prabhupada, Krishna says, he surrenders unto me. Why? Because he is wise. How is wise? That because he knows Vasudeva Sarvaminti, Samapanta. He understands that Krishna is everything. Not that he is falsely surrendered. He knows that Krishna is everything. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Prabhava. Krishna says that. I am the root. Vijoham Sarva Bhutanam. I am the root, I am the seed of everything. Therefore, when one becomes actually wise, full of knowledge, then he surrenders to Krishna. Now, intelligent person, they will see this in a spectrum of Krishna. Krishna says, that is our method. Our method of acquiring knowledge is to hear from the authority, that's all. Now who can be better authority than Krishna? The Bhagavad Gita is a book of authority, is acknowledged in every part of the world. Not that simply Indians or Hindus are interested. Any scholar, any philosopher, throughout the whole, any religion, any scientist, even Professor Einstein, you are interested in Bhagavad Gita. You are reading it daily. So, wise man means one who understands it. So our formula is, if one is not God conscious, as Krishna conscious, immediately reject him. Immediately accept that he has no fault. Araro bhaktasya kutro mohada guna. One cannot be qualified unless he is God conscious. His all qualities immediately become rejected. Why? He has passed MA, PhD and PhD and so on and so on. That's all right. But in spite of all his education, he'll create simply havoc in the world. Rāva bhaktasya kuto mahadguna monorathena asato dhāvato bahi. Because he is hovering over the mental plane, he'll simply create havoc. His education will be utilized for his sense gratification and he will not care for anything, just like the great scientists have discovered the atomic bomb. That scientific discovery. What is the effect? Now, by one drop, you can change many millions of people. That is the advancement of man. Or why don't you create something that people will not die? But that is not. I can accelerate death, but I cannot save them. That is not in my power. Then what kind of scientist you are? You create something. You create some medicine. That take this tablet and not death. No more. At least not disease. That is your problem. There is disease, development of different kinds of disease, and they are discovering different kinds of medicine. That is a struggle. That is not scientific improvement. There is one problem before you, and you are creating some antidote. That's all. This is struggle. Struggle for existence. This is not scientific improvement. What? How one can be stopped from repetition of birth and death? That is here in the Bhagavad. What is that? Krishna says, Janma Karma Me Vidvam Vidjana Sitata. To try to understand Krishna. What is Krishna? Janma Karma Vidjana Sitata. Anyone who knows in truth. Not superficially. Oh, Krishna, I know. And the seventh day says they have got an idol of Krishna devil. I know. Everything. Not like that. Try to understand Krishna. What is he? He is Krishna. And know that. But people want to know but actually what is Krishna. That we are opening. So if one simply understands what is Krishna, the result is Tapta Diham Kunat Janmanaiti. Simply by understanding Krishna, there is no more taking birth. Not done. If you take birth, then there is death. If you stop your birth, then you can stop your death. Because birth and death is in relationship with this birth. If you don't have a material birth, then there is no question of birth, death, old age and disease. So this is the process of Krishna consciousness. People should be interested by hearing the words of Krishna. That is intelligence. Krishna says that in this way you can stop your birth and death process. So why don't you do that? Why you are after so many things? If you simply try to understand Krishna, and if you perfectly understand, then immediately you can stop your birth and death process. You are eternal. That is intelligence. That is intelligence. That's why Krishna says, after many, many births, one comes to this conclusion that Krishna is everything. So, why shall I wait for another many births? Why not accept Krishna as an everything? This is intelligence. Krishna is saying, he is not bluffing. So why not take Krishna's word as true and immediately? Mama Prabhupada, immediately surrender. Krishna, I do not know anything, I simply surrender. Please protect. That's all. Krishna. Very simple thing. This Krishna consciousness. Everyone can say. Doesn't require to become very highly. I mean, to scientist, philosopher, and stuff like that. Simply accept Krishna's word and see the result. And the result is happening also. Those who are accepting Krishna in that way and trying their best to please Krishna with his human powers, how much they are happy, how they are enjoying life. So this is practical. So our request is that everyone try to understand the Krishna consciousness movement and be happy. Thank you. What is that?
Krishna has not extended Maya. You wanted Maya. Therefore, he has given you the facility, then you are Maya. That's why the government creates the prison department. It is not the government's desire that there must be some prisoner. But you are criminal. Therefore, there must be prisoner. So you create the prisoner, not the government. Parliament creates the university, come there, take education. Maya is created by you. As soon as you forget Krishna, the Maya is there. Just like there is sunshine and darkness, side by side. If you want to keep yourself in the sunshine, there is no darkness. But if you voluntarily come to the darkness, what the sun will do? Krishna says, Sarvadhanmaham Paritrajya Mamekam Saranama. You surrender to Krishna. But why don't you do it? That is Maya. It is up to you. Therefore, you create Maya. Krishna does not create. A man is hanged. Does it mean that the High Court judge who orders that this man should be hanged? The High Court judge is enemy of that man, is hanging? No. He has created his situation that he should be hanged. God is very kind to everyone. But we have created situation so that we suffer. Karmana, Sayuna, Srena, by your own work and under the supervision of the Supreme. Just like in the state, you create some criminal activities under the supervision of the government, you are punished. You have to see what I was doing. By such act, and Krishna is satisfied. That's all. You can do anything. The taste is that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Ata pungi vidya shrestha varnasama vibhavat shanas pitasya dharmasya sansiddhi paritosana. The example is that like Arjuna was a warrior, fighter. So, when he proposed that I shall not fight, they are my brothers, my grandfather, my nephew. That was his proposal. Now, Krishna said, what harm you got this nonsense idea? You are in the war field and are denying to fight. That means, by his nice proposal that I shall not fight, Krishna is not pleased. But after understanding Bhagavad Gita, when he saw the Krishna wants, he said, yes, Karishe Vatanamsa. Then Pati. So he remained a warrior, and he still became Pati. So everyone can remain in his own occupation, but not some of the Bhagavad. But one has to see that whether Krishna is satisfied, then he's whatever he's doing, then Pati. That is Krishna consciousness. Yes. Yes, God thanks us. But you desire. Man proposes God disposes. Whatever you desire, if you insist, God will sanction. And without his sanction, he cannot do. Therefore, your doing something is dependent on God's sanction.
but you desire something out of your all this. You are not a stone. You are a living entity. So you can desire anything. The Krishna consciousness, they do not do anything without Krishna consciousness. Yes, not that Gita, but Hansen. Don't say like that. Desire is yours, but Hansen is yours. If you want to do some business, you must get Hansen from the government. You take license. You cannot do out of your own wish. Similarly, you can desire and propose, God, I want to do. And God will send. So, those who are not Krishna conscious, they want, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. Krishna is all right. But Krishna says that you give up all this nonsense. That he do not say. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityaj, māṁ ekam, simply take me. But that he do not do. We ask Krishna, please let me do this. All right, do it. Gati sati tathāku. Krishna inquires from Arjuna after teaching in Bhagavad Gita. Now I have spoken to you everything. What you want to do, you can do. That is Krishna's word. Krishna says that best thing is that you simply take to Krishna. But Krishna gives you the opportunity, liberty, that whatever you do, whatever you like, but do. Now it is your choice. Just like father, grown up son, he says like that, why I do like this? That is my opinion. But when the son says, no, I shall do like all right, you do. But without father's sunshine, as the sun cannot do anything. Similarly, without Krishna's sunshine, you cannot do anything. But the proposal is yours. Therefore, this message, God, a man proposes, God disposes. The God is not responsible for your work. If you act according to the order of God, then he is responsible. And if you act against the will of God, then you are responsible. Yes.
Not good.
Yes. Desire is according to association. You mix with the drunkard, you desire to drink. And you mix with us, you desire to watch it.
Sure.
Therefore, we are giving you facility. You associate with us and desire only Krishna. There is no duality. There is one, Krishna. But you have created duality. That is Maya. When you forget Krishna, there is duality. When you think that there is something else other than Krishna, that is duality. So people are not coming to Krishna consciousness, that is duality. They are thinking that we can be happy without Krishna. That is duality. If they know it perfectly well, that Krishna is one. Oh, and therefore, my interest is in Krishna. My interest is in different from Krishna's interest. That is one. Just like in the family, the head is the father. But if anyone acts according to the head of the family, then there is no duality. If some of the members say, no, I will act like this, then there is duality. See, if everyone acts according to the desire of Krishna, there is no duality. There is oneness. But if you don't act, therefore there is duality. Therefore duality is Maya. Your process? All right. Hare Krishna has sweet, nice Krishna prasad. Go back to him. It is so nice. And don't you feel how you are becoming nicer and nicer? Let's see it. The newspaper is one. Lady in Philadelphia. She saw a student and a surprise. She inquired, "Are you American?" So we are creating such devotees that people are becoming surprised. How this is possible? Yes, it is possible by Krishna Prasad. That is simple way out. Simply chant Hare Krishna and take Krishna Prasad. That's all. Don't require any education, philosophical theorizing. Simply do these two business. Chant Hare Krishna and take Krishna. And our temple is open for everyone. No fee. No charge. So why do you lose this opportunity? Yes.
Why some people want to
approach this
to
hatred? Because
hatred?
Yeah. But that is always, not today, every day. When Krishna was born, there was a conqueror who was planning how to kill Krishna. When Krishna was born, you know that? So Krishna, to kill Krishna, there is a section of man who want to kill Krishna all. They are called demons, or rakshasas. So the rakshasas, more or less, everyone in this material world are demons. But those who are intelligent from this demonic level, they come to Krishna consciousness. Others who do not come to God consciousness, they remain demons, and their business is, they say, conquer, ravage, simply making plan how to kill God. There is no God, that is Atomasi. I am God. So these demonic elements are all as well. You have to do your own business. That's all. Not why. All is there, soul and super soul. There is no question of one. But soul and super soul, they are qualitatively one. Just like you have got your God. If you say, why there is hand, so how can I answer? As soon as there is body, there is hand, there is a leg, there is a mouth, that is the creation. The creation is like that. There is soul and super soul. Just like you have got the whole body. And there are parts and parcels of the body, the limbs of the body. That is the beauty of the body. If you simply keep a lump of body, it is not beautiful. Therefore, the body should be nicely constructed, and there must be different parts and parcels about. There is a design. That each simply there is so. Two parts. And there is no. Unless so. Then, how Krishna becomes Anandamaya? About the absolute truth in the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, Anandamaya Abhyasat. The absolute truth is full of bliss. So, in order to enjoy bliss, there must be super soul and under soul. Otherwise, it is not blissful. Is it clear?
Yes.
There must be. Yes.
Among the
members, maybe it is must be
involved
and involved. So they have been explaining the Bhagavad Gita and loss of intelligence. Tamastasya hitabhyana jivanti anna devata. One who does not worship the Supreme Lord, but worship demigod or his officer in the office, his boss in the office. Like that. But rejects God. That person is considered as less intelligent. By taking to Krishna consciousness. This is therefore this movement. This movement is to make everyone bona janmana mante jnanava. They have suffered under misconception many, many births. And here is the opportunity that they can stop their path of death process and take to Krishna consciousness and go back to him. Yes, there is no need. There is no need. That's why here we have to take practical example. They are not worshipping demigods. How they are advanced, you see, practically. And what the Kharasati worshipper has advanced? They fight simply. During the Imarsan ceremony in Calcutta. So what is very good? You should judge by the result, not by sophisticated ideas. There is no necessity. Therefore, our Acharya Gautama Thakur said, that is, you haven't got to take shelter of any other thing. Why? If Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if he is all-powerful, then even if you want something from Krishna, do you think that Krishna is unable to deliver to you? Why should you go to Devi? That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Panta vastu phalam tesa tad bhavati almamedasa. The benefit derived from the demigods, that is temporary. But rascals who have got less substance of breath, thereafter. It's clearly said. Anta vastu phalam tesa tad bhavati almamedasa. Almamedasa means one who has got brain substance, very little. They are attracted by others. They are meant for third class, fourth class men. Because they will not worship God. All that, who worships them. At least you try to worship something. Instead of becoming atheist. That is the process. But when one is actually intelligent, after many, many births, he should worship the Supreme Personality of God.
Ramchandra
also worked with the Ashwatthama and Dhruva. Ramchandra also, constructed bridge over the ocean. Can you do that? So why do you bring Ramchandra? He can't do anything. He likes it. He's God. He cannot do it. God is so kind, sometimes he worships his devotees.
Transcendental
quality. What is the question?
What quality is
holy and the
best
of them? I do not care. The holy name of God is God Himself. As in this material world, there is difference between the name and the substance. In the holy name, as soon as you call holy name, that name is not different from the substance. Is it clear or not? That's what I'll tell you. Now, your first question was, what is this holy name? First of all, try to understand this. Then put another question. Don't disturb. But I'll try to understand this question. Holy name means the name is not different from the substance. Here, if you become thirsty, you want water, substance. If you simply chant, water, 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 it will not happen. But holy name means, if you chant Hare Krishna, then you are associated with Krishna Pati. That is holy. Here the name is contaminated. Whatever name is. But God's name, Krishna's name, His holy name, it's not different from God. Otherwise, don't you see the child in Krishna? The Krishna name is not Krishna. How they are making advance to Krishna?
Yes.
They are associating with Krishna. Direct. That is the holy.
Okay.
The second method, the second method. To surrender to Krishna. Do you not know this? He read Bhagavad Gita? You see, that is the best method. The surrender to Krishna. That is the best method. What is the difference? That you have to practice and see.
I've
never been pursued yourself. Then talk of your family and religion. If you understand actually, then you will be able to convince us. But if you don't understand yourself, what is the use of talking family and friends? First of all, you. Apani Acharya Prabhu Jivarishana. First of all, you have to act accordingly. Then you can teach us. And if you are not sure, if you indulge in all kinds of painful activities, and if you talk of Bhagavad Gita, and what is the effect? There is no effect. That is going on. They are doing all nonsense and talking of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, it is not a good thing. For the last 1,000 years, Bhagavad Gita was known in the Western country, but there was not a single Krishna Bhakti. Because they did not act at all. Simply talked of Bhagavad Gita. That's all. Simply talking will not do. You have to behave as these people are, these boys and girls are behaving. Then you'll understand Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
After that you take another body, do you understand it? Similarly, you take spiritual body, what is the difference? Can you understand that you take another body? Then why do you don't enter another spiritual body? What is the difference? You have taken another body after death. The antaram. So instead of accepting a material body, you accept a spiritual body. That's all. What is the difference to understand? Just like you have accepted now this body, American body, or English body. You can accept an Indian body, a Chinese body, a Russian body. In the same way, after giving up this body, you can accept spiritual body. What is the difference? Exactly. Just like if you take birth in the sun plant, you have to take a body of fire. There are different planets and the climatic influences are different. But here the scientists are calculating from their own point of view. They do not know that God created. There are different types of body, different types of atmosphere. The fish, they are living in the water. But you take out the fish on the land immediately, right? In your body, you have got a particular type of body. If you are thrown in the water, you immediately die. But you can understand that within water there is life, on land there is life, there is body. So, when you go to a certain different atmosphere, you have to accept a different type of body. Similarly, when you go to the spiritual world, you will have to accept a spiritual body. What is the difference? सत्ता की हम पुनर्जन्म नहीं की माँ में की वॉन्ट टू क्वालिफाई टू एंटर इन टू सर्टन एसोसिएट एटमोस्फियर दैट इफ यू स्पिरिचुअली क्वालिफाई योर सेल्फ देन आफ्टर गिविंग अप दिस बॉडी टू गेट ए स्पिरिचुअल बॉडी कैन यू एंटर इन दिस स्पिरिचुअल बॉडी वेरी यू मेक योर सेल्फ स्पिरिचुअलाइज in this life. That example is just like you put an iron rod in the fire. It becomes warmer and warmer and warmer. And at the end it becomes red hot. At that time it is no longer iron rod, it is fire. You touch that iron rod anywhere, it will burst. Similarly, by spiritual activities, you can make these bodies spiritual. So that there will be no more material activity. That is spiritual body. Just like in this body we are training our boys and girls. They are young boys and girls. But they are no more interested to go to the restaurant, hotel or bathtub or cinema. Or dancing park. They are simply interested to Krishna consciousness. How they have given up all these young men's demands? How it is possible? You can see. So when your material activities are stopped, that is it.
The
soul never dies. Yes. When the soul does not die, the way that is lost. Because, as he likes. Yes. He can go to hell. He can go to heaven. He can go to God. He can go to China. Anywhere he likes. Yes. Surrender to Krishna means you have to accept Him which is favorable for Krishna consciousness. Just like we restrict our students, no illicit sex, no gambling, no meditation, no intoxication. If you surrender to this process, that is surrendered to Krishna. Is it clear? If you don't surrender, there is no surrender. You are not surrendered. Chant 16 now. And if you follow, that is second name. Don't take anything except Krishna Prasadam. That is second name. So many we have got. So if you surrender to these principles, that means you surrender to Krishna. But just like a good citizen, surrender to the state. What does it mean? He abides by the law, that's all. He does not do anything which is against the will of the state, that's all. So you surrender to the principle, then you surrender to Krishna. That's all. All right. Thank you.